I spent the fall crisscrossing the country on a campaign marathon. I urged people to vote as if their lives depended on it. I poured my heart into Representative Charles Schumer's campaign to defeat New York Senator Al D'Amato. An intelligent and doggedly progressive Democrat, Chuck Schumer was one of Bill's most steadfast supporters. D'Amato had chaired the Whitewater hearings in the Senate, where he had paraded blameless White House secretaries, ushers, and a babysitter in front of the committee, finding nothing but saddling them with legal bills. D'Amato was vulnerable to Schumer's vigorous challenge. As voting day approached, the GOP launched a massive ad campaign that focused on the scandal. The scheme was unsuccessful. Voters seemed to be more disgusted with Republican tactics than even with the president's behavior. On election day, the exit polls started coming in, and Bill was in an upbeat mood. As always, I was too nervous to watch the returns, so I invited Maggie and Cheryl Mills, a top-notch lawyer in the counsel's office, to join me in the movie theater for a screening of Oprah Winfrey's new film of the Toni Morrison novel, Beloved. When we emerged later that night, there was good news. The vote was historic. Democrats gained 5 seats in the House and narrowed the Republican margin. It was now 223 to 211. The Senate held steady at 55 Republicans to 45 Democrats. Barbara Boxer won re-election to the Senate, and the best news of the night was that Chuck Schumer beat Al D'Amato in New York.